ראש השנה ירושלמי, כרס מים טובה ראש השנה בבלי, דף חף זין, ובגין ירושלמי על דף תזין עמד אלף, עד הפרס משנה, כל השייפרס. כל השייפרס כשירים חוץ משפרה מפני שהוא קרן. All שייפרס are valid for use except the שייפר of a cow, as it's a horn rather than a שייפר. אמר ביוסי, והלוי כל השייפרס ניקו קרן, שנאמר בהיו במשך בקרן, היובל, כשמעכם את כל השייפר. ביוסי asked that surely all שייפרס are called horns, as the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Paragvav Pasuk Hei, and it shall be during the extended blast with the ram's horn, as you hear the sound of the shofar. The Gemara says, Havin boi meima v'lo pligin. The Gemara said that they wanted to suggest that these opinions don't disagree, but one say it's not ideal to use a cow's horn, and Rav Yossi says that if one used it, it's valid. Hashkach istani Rav Yossi machshir b'shal parah chacham poislin. However, Abraisa teaches that Rav Yossi says that if a cow's horn was used, it's valid, and the Chachamim, the Rabbon, say that it's invalid. My time with Rav Yossi, v'ayev moshucha v'keren hayovel. Rav Yossi sources the pasuk, as we said, in the Mishnah, and it shall be during the extended blast with the ram's horn. My time with Rabbonon, v'teitiv la'ashem mishor pao makrin mafis makrin ksiv. Rabbonon sources that a cow's shofar is actually a horn. It's in the pasuk in Tehillim, perek samach tes, pasuk lamed beis. It will please Hashem more than a bull with horns and hooves. The pasuk says, makrin without the letter yud, and it shows that when taken from a cow, it's called a horn, not the shofar. For Rabbonon, kol ha-shofaris nikru keren v'nikru shofar, chut mishal parah, shun nikru keren v'lo nikru shofar. The Gemara asks, what do the Rabbonon do with the pasuk of Rav Yossi? It is all shofars are called horns and called shofars, except for cows, that's called a horn but not a shofar. Etivan, hare shel ya'el, hare einoi kori lakem v'lo shofar. The Gemara asks, the horn of a wild goat is called neither a horn nor a shofar. Makadon, kei da'ama Rabbi Levi, shnihi she'en katega nasa senega. And the Gemara says we would allow a cow's horn, despite the fact that the pasuk never refers to it as a shofar, except that a prosecutor, which is the cow, reminds Hashem of the golden calf, that cannot become a defender to be used on Rosh Hashanah. We come to the next Mishnah, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, shal ya'el poshut, upiv mitzupeh, zav, ushtei chatzoses min astadim. The Mishnah says that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah that comes from a wild goat is straight, its mouth is coated with gold, and there's a trumpet on each side. Shofar ma'arech v'chatzoses mekatzos shemitzayim b'shofar. The shofar extends its sound, and the trumpet sounds a short sound, because the mitzvah of the day is to use a shofar. The Gemara says, Amar b'yona k'desh yifshutu libam b'tshuva. B'yona says that why blow with a straight shofar, so that they straighten out their hearts in repentance. Piv mitzvah zav, sipol zav mimifnim pasul mimichutz kasha. Sipol mokim hanachas piv, o shahaya koilei ave, its mouth is coated with gold. If he coated it inside, then it's invalid. If he coated the gold on the outside, then it's valid. If he coated it on the mouthpiece, or if the shofar's sound was thick because of the coating, it's invalid. Rav Yossi says this shows that if a person was blowing without intent to fulfill the mitzvah, and somebody overheard some of the sounds from this person, it's invalid. Where is it taught that a person only fulfills his obligation if he heard the shofar sound in its entirety? The answer is from a Mishnah, if he blew the first sound and continued to the second sound without pausing, he has only blown one sound. The Abba Vazmina, quoting Rav Zeira, says he has not even blown one sound. Lama Rosha Gabi Sofer Mitztaref, Sofer Gabi Rosha Mitztaref, La Rosha Isla Sof, V'lo Sofer Isla Rosh. And why is this? It's because the beginning of one sound joins with the end of another, and the end of one sound joins with the beginning of another. And therefore he has a beginning without an end, and he has an end without a beginning. And the next Mishnah says, V'taniyos, Shel Zachorim Krufim Upiv Mitzupe Kesev Ushtei Chatzoses Be'emsa. On the fast day, they would use a shofar of a ram that's bent with its mouthpiece coated in silver. There were two trumpets in the middle with a shofar on each side. Shofar Makatze V'chatzoses Ma'arichos Shemitzayoyim V'chatzoses. The shofar sounds are short and the trumpet sounds are long, since the mitzvah of the day is to use trumpets. And the Gemara says, Amar Biyona k'desh yakufu es libam b'tfila. Biyona says that in order to bend, subject their hearts in prayer, that's why the shofar was bent. Koimi Urishur ben Levi, takin b'ta'anisa. On a fast day, they sound the shofars in front of Urishur ben Levi. Biyosa boy v'yitkun koimi b'chatzitzvasa. Biyosa asked, why do they also not sound trumpets? And the rejection is, did Rav Yosef not learn the brisa of trumpets are used in the temple, but not outside?
Rabbi Shua ben Levi instructed that at the prayers on a fast day, they should recite the 24 blessings to show that these blessings are not only recited in the temple. It was in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan, who said that they would recite the 24 blessings on the 9th of Av. However, he instructed the students not to copy him, as Rabbi Yochanan raised the question afterwards, is the 9th of Av because of mourning, meaning that the 24 blessings should not be said? Alternatively, it's like a regular public fast day and required 24 blessings. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Shimon Levi, Einoi Tana Sivo, Rav Yosef quoting Rav Shimon Levi said that it's not like a public fast day, it's because of mourning. Rav Yonah of Yitzhak bar Nachman b'shem Rav Shimon Levi, Avahu Einoi Tana Sivo. Rav Yonah of Yitzhak bar Nachman also quoted Rav Shimon Levi as saying this. Am Rav Zira, Milsei, Rav Yochan, Amma, Yochre, B'tishabav, Mispal Arba, Le'amma, Ela Arba, Ha Choftal Adloi. Rav Zira said that we learn from Rav Yochan that even an individual who prays on the 9th of Av recites 4 prayers, including Ni'ilah, like a fast day, although he does not recite 24 blessings. And the next Mishnah says, Shavu HaYovel LeRosh Hashanah LeTikiyah ULeBrachos. Yovel compares to Rosh Hashanah to the sounding of the shofar and the blessings. On Yom Kippur of Yovel, the same blessings are recited as the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, which are kingship, remembrance, and shofar. Rav Yehuda Omer, for Rosh Hashanah, Tikim, B'Shal Zichron of Yovel, B'Shal Ye'elim. Rav Yehuda says that on Rosh Hashanah, they blow using horns of males, and on Yovel they use the horns of wild goats. The Gemara says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Elu Malchios. The Gemara brings the pasuk that says in Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, I am the Lord your God. This refers to the verses of Malchios. Zichroin Tur, Ela Zichroinos, and when the pasuk says in Vayikra, Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalad, a remembrance of blowing, this refers to the verses of Zichroinos. Shofar Tur, Ela Shofros, Ad Gadoin, Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk says in Vayikra, Chof Hei Pasuk Tes, a shofar of Tur sounds, this refers to the verses of Shofros. Until this point, it's been discussing Rosh Hashanah. Yovel, Ba'avad Shofar Tur'a B'chodesh HaShvi'i, Besel HaChodesh B'yem HaKippurim, She'ein Tam Olayma B'chodesh HaShvi'i, Ma'al Tam Olayma B'chodesh HaShvi'i, Ela Kol Ma She'at Oiseh B'Rosh Hashanah, Havi Oiseh Besel HaChodesh, Ma'a Kan Malchus Zichroinos V'Shofros, Av Kan Malchus Zichroinos V'Shofros. Now, as for Yovel, the pasuk that we mentioned says, and you shall pass a shofar of Tur'a sounds in the 7th month on the 10th of the month on Yom Kippur. The pasuk didn't need to mention the 7th month as it mentioned Yom Kippur. Why did it mention the 7th month? It's to teach us that everything that's done on Rosh Hashanah should be done on the 10th of the month. Just as in Rosh Hashanah, the 3 blessings are recited, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar, so on the 10th, they must be recited in Yovel. What's the source of this straight sound? The Tekiah must be sounded at the beginning, as the pasuk before that said, and you shall pass a Shofar. And what's the source that a straight sound must be sounded at the end? And that's the same but the pasuk has said, you shall pass a shofar. Until this point, it's been discussing Yovel. Rosh Hashanah, Avat Shofar, Tur'a, Be'asa Lachodesh, V'yam HaKippurim, She'ein Tam Olayma B'chodesh HaShvi'i, Ma'a Tam Olayma B'chodesh HaShvi'i, Ela Ma'a She'at Oiseh B'chodesh HaShvi'i, Ke'ba'asa Lachodesh, Ma'a Kan Tukeh Mariyah V'Tukeh, Af Kan Tukeh Mariyah V'Tukeh. As for Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says, you should pass a shofar of Tur'a sounds on the 10th of the month on Yom Kippur. Why does the pasuk mention the 7th month? The teacher said, whatever you do in the 7th month should be done on the 10th. This is here one sounds a Tekiah, Tur'a, Tekiah, so here one sounds a Tekiah, Tur'a, Tekiah. Minayin she'en sholosh al sholosh sholosh, tam melayma yon Tur'a, zichoin Tur'a, shofar Tur'a. What's the source for sounding 3 sounds 3 times? The pasuk says in Bamidbar, Choftes, pasuk Aleph, a day of blowing. In Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Dalet, a remembrance of blowing, and in Vayikra Chof Hei Pasuk Tes, a shofar of blowing. Ad Gadoin Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. This is the understanding of Rabbi Akiva, who expounds double wordings. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who does not expound them, as they terminally express things in the way that people express, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, V'tkatim Tur'a, V'tkatim Tur'a, Shenis Tur'a, Yitzku, Namaseihem. So we have a brisa from Rabbi Shmuel that teaches that the Psukim say in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Pasuk, Hei and Vav, when you sound Tur'a sounds, when you sound Tur'a sounds a second time, they shall sound Tur'a sounds for their journeys. In Tema, he Tekiya he Tur'a v'aksiv v'akilas akol titko v'lo teriu. Yovel he avavishulei shmitu avavishulei taku v'shofar. You cannot say that Tekiya is the same as Tur'a, as the Pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Pasuk Zion says, when you gather the congregation together, you shall sound a tekiah sound, not a Torah sound. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chofei Pasuk Yud, it's Yovel, which is the Jubilee year. These words are extra in the Pasuk, and it teaches that the laws of the Yovel year apply even if they did not return lands to their original owners, and even if they did not sound the shofar. Or Yachal HaFishulei Shilcha Avodim, Tamalei Mehi, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I might have thought that this is true even if they didn't free the slaves, but the Pasuk says, it is Yovel. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yovel HaFishulei Shmita, HaFishulei Shilchu Avodim, or Yachal HaFishulei Toku Vashofar, Tamalei Mehu. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it is Yovel, even if they didn't return land, and even if they didn't free slaves, I might have thought this is true even if they didn't sound the shofar, but the Pasuk says it is. Rabbi Yosef, Ma'achjer kakosav toilo oisa le'inyan tekiya shofar, kakosav echa toilo oisa le'inyan shiloch avodim, v'vnimani oime yovel shiloi b'shiloch avodim, she'efsher le'yovel b'lai shiloch avodim, alai e'efsher le'yovel b'lai shiloi b'tekiya shofar. Rabbi Yosef says, if the Pasuk connected it to sounding the shofar and another Pasuk connected it to freeing slaves, why must we conclude that it's yovel even without freeing slaves? Since it's possible for Yovel to pass without any Jewish slaves needing to be freed, however, it's impossible that there can be a Yovel without a shofar available for sounding. Alternatively, we can say that the shofar sounding is dependent on Beis Din, but freeing slaves is dependent on any person who owns a slave. This follows the statement of Rav Yitzchak that the Pasuk says in Shmos Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron and commanded them about the children of Israel. About what did he command them? About freeing slaves. This follows the statement of Hilah that Israel were punished for the portion of freeing slaves. This is the understanding of the Pasuk in Yirmiyah in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, at the end of 7 years you shall send out your Hebrew brother, etc. Tani b'shem Rebbe Nechemiah, Haisa k'ani yoseichem emecha k'tavi lachmo, divrei Torah aniyim b'makomam v'ashirim b'makom acher. Rebbe Nechemiah says in the Baisa, the Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, she's like a merchant's boat, she brings her bread from afar. The words of Torah are poor, means unexplained in one place, and rich, means explained in another. And Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasa, Aval Divrei Chachamim, Kiddush Beis Din, V'tkiyah Shofar, V'hashmei Ksafim Mashmitim. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is the view of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasa, but the Chachamim say that the sanctification by the Beis Din, the sounding of the Shofar, and the relinquishing of loans are all crucial. Micha Kiddush Beis Din, V'tkiyah Shofar, Hashmei Ksafim Lo B'Sof Hein Mashmitim. And the Gemara asks, well, the sanctification by Beis Din and the sounding of the shofar are understandable, but how could Yovel depend on the relinquishing of loans if that only takes place at the end of the year? Rabbi Zeira answered, it can be expounded from the Pasuk that states about in Daniel, Per Gud Pasuk Yud Beis, and he said to me, don't be afraid, Daniel, as in the first day that you set your heart to understand and fast before your God, your words have been heard. Your words have already been heard. I mean, from the time that you set your heart, here also, if the people accepted at the beginning of Yovel that they will follow the law of relinquishing loans at the end, then Yovel is kept that year. Am Rabbi Yochanan Tamid, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kadei Litenes Amatsui, Ala Matsui, Veshein Amatsui, Ala Shein Amatsui. Rabbi Yochanan says that the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda earlier, that on Rosh Hashanah the horn of a male is used, and on Yovel the horn of a wild goat is used, is in order to use the more common horn of a male for the more common use, which is Rosh Hashanah every year, and the less common one of the wild goat for the less common use, which is Yovel, which is only once every 50 years.